Here it is. Christ is risen. Yeah, and we do stick the hallelujah on there, right? A few of us trickle out at that point. I'm not sure how come that is, but that's something that the church says all the time, right? The pastor, I won't say it right now because I don't want you to respond, but the pastor has his line, and then everybody says a similar line, right? So don't respond, but I say the very simple words, Christ is risen. Right? That's the important confession of the church, that Jesus not only died, but he rose again, right? So if I say that, then everybody responds with, he is risen, pause there, he is risen, but then you add a word. Indeed. What's that mean? It means I'm sure of it. Right? I'm sure of it. So the pastor proclaims the beginning words, don't respond right now, but the pastor responds, or the pastor says, Christ is risen, and then everybody says, he is risen indeed. That means I believe it, right? I know it, I trust it. Right? That it's not just something I heard about. It's not just ancient history, but he is risen indeed. He's risen in fact. He's risen for sure. Isn't that important to say? All those witnesses that the Bible lists, and we hear their stories, we hear their accounts, we hear their preaching, and it's all over the pages of the New Testament, one page and the next, that he is risen indeed, and they keep talking about it and giving us proof and evidence so that it's actually reasonable to believe that Christ is risen, right? He's risen indeed. And then you say one more word. Hallelujah. What's that mean? It means praise the Lord, right? Does everybody know that? Hallelujah means praise the Lord, right? And so that's what we would say. That's the confession of the church. By the way, not just Easter Sunday, but that's the confession of the church at all times, that Jesus Christ died for the sins of the whole world, was buried, rose again on the third day, was seen by witnesses, and has been confessed by the church ever since that time, right? So, by the way, some of you know, I've been here now 1 year, and whenever I do a funeral here, if we go out to the cemetery, I always say those words, right? I think it's important, not just in this building, to confess Jesus is risen, but out there, right? When you're standing amid tombstones, and we're standing where we're laying our loved ones to rest, I say, standing in a cemetery, it's important to confess the faith of the church. And then I say, Christ is risen, and the people say,
he is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
I'm sure.